Okay, we've heard that men are from Mars and women are from Venus, but are gender differences really rooted in our brains? Neuropsychiatrist Luann Brizendine thinks a lot of them are. And she'll cite a few curious factoids to make the point. Women, on average, use 20,000 words per day. Men use 7,000. Women suffer from depression twice as much as men do. And men think about sex a lot more. Just how much more? Well, we'll tell you in a few minutes. Brizendine says these differences can't be reduced to cultural factors or how boys and girls are raised. She says the chemical wiring and even the physical structure of our brains is different. Brizendine spells out her argument in her book, The Female Brain.
We all start off at conception, and up till 8 weeks of fetal life, we have the same brain. Males and females have what's called female-type brain circuits. And at 8 weeks, the tiny testicles in the male fetus start to pump out lots of testosterone that goes up to the brain, marinates the circuits, and then changes them from female-type circuits into male brain circuits. That said, that means things like the area for sexual pursuit gets fertilized by that testosterone and doubles in size in the human male brain. Other circuits get dialed up. Some circuits have to suffer and get dialed down. By the time we're all born, therefore, we either have female-type brain circuits or male-type brain circuits.
What is lost in the process, and therefore what is gained in the unmarinated female brain?
So the female brain develops unperturbed, and the male brain, the testosterone is one of a cascade of events that sculpts, if you will. Think about clay, and you're sculpting it in slightly different shapes. Some of the circuits that we know about, like this area for sexual pursuit, gets much larger in the male brain, is one that's clear and delineated. Other circuits will light up more brightly in certain types of MRI scans and brain scanning. Remembering emotional detail is something that the female brain does more easily. Criminologists, for example, have always known that. Emotional detail is some kind of really intense event that's scary or emotional. Females tend to remember all the details. That's why they say, you know, if your wife is looking at you, Jim, and she's convinced she remembers a detail of some fight you had 10 years ago.
I should believe her.
You should look at her and say, I know from the look on her face that she remembers something that I just don't remember, so I better agree.
Right. I wonder whether that reaches into other areas. One of the things that I found in The Female Brain, your book, is that you say not only that women are more emotional and talk more, which is not a surprising statement, but that women use language much more effectively. In fact, you say at one point women use 20,000 words per day, men only 7,000, and that's a pretty astonishing difference.
Yeah, but of course, remember, everything has to do with the context in which you measure something. So, for example, in social situations, in the home or in situations where they're very comfortable, females will talk a lot to each other. We talk over each other. We do what's called overlapping speech. We talk to the kids and our sister on the phone and a visitor at the same time. If you go into a situation where it's a business meeting or there's some kind of a hierarchy in the room, men may do more of the talking. Or think about this one. If you take a woman out on a first date and you're trying to impress her at the dinner table in the restaurant, the man may do all of the talking and she may get one or two words in edgewise.
Just out of curiosity, because you talk about estrogen and, of course, we earlier talked about testosterone, is there any evidence to suggest that estrogen, in addition to this one, has other chemical effects on the brain?
Yes. Yeah, so very interestingly, the female brain from age 1 month old to 2 years old has adult female levels of estrogen coming out of the ovary and marinating the female brain, which the brain didn't have while she was in utero. And then there's that quiet period of about 6 or 7 years leading up to then the ramping up puberty of the estrogen. And we know that estrogen has enormous numbers of effects. I mean, of course, we've just basically scratched the surface. I mean, estrogen increases the dopamine in the brain. Estrogen increases serotonin. It also stimulates the hippocampus, which is where we have what's called working memory and short-term memory and all kinds of memory for emotional details. So the fact that the female brain circuits run on the fuel called estrogen And the male brain circuits then start to run on the fuel called testosterone, which between 9 years old and 15 years old in the boy increases by 20 to 25 fold. So you can see that not only are there differences in the circuitry, but the fuel that runs those circuits is different.
Right.
So we shouldn't be so surprised that the behaviors have some differences.
In the book, you say that men think about sex every 58 seconds. I have to tell you, I'm a man in my late 50s, of course. That sounds absurd to me.
We're the same age then. Yeah. Well, it is sort of, it's context. These studies are often in 19-year-olds, right? Freshmen in college, because a lot of the people who do these studies are professors at universities. So those are visual sexual stimulation studies where 19-year-old males are sitting and looking at pictures of naked women and females are sitting looking at pictures of naked men, say. So they do notice differences in the stimulation of the brain in that context. But on average, if you do what's called aged matched couples, meaning that if you're both 40 years old, you're both 50 years old, you're both 60 years old, that on average, for the typical male in that relationship will think about or have a sexual interest that is 3 times larger than the female.
There is another issue that seems to me important, and that is that women suffer from depression at much higher rates than men. Is that also rooted in the brain's differences?
Yes, that's one of the things when I was a medical student at Yale, as we were discussing before the show, that actually captured my interest in what it is that's different about the female brain that makes us susceptible worldwide in all cultures that have been looked at, the 2-to-1 ratio of depression in females over males, which is in biology and medicine, it's a huge difference. And it does not seem to be related to like a Western culture, more stress in a Western culture. That's why I emphasize that it's been in all cultures studied. And of course, it's a 1-to-1 ratio, Jim, in childhood that then takes off into that 2-to-1 ratio at the age that girls start menstruating. And it seems that it has something to do with the hormones and the fluctuating hormones of the menstrual cycle on the brain.
Do you think there are social and policy implications of this? I mean, do we as a society need to recognize this and behave differently?
I think the policy and social implications really, to me, fall in the following area. Females have the babies, and we need to be nurturing and allowing ourselves to do childcare, managing that area of our life and our society pretty intensely for about 10 years while we're having our 1 to 2.1 children, right? And that we cannot afford to have all of the most talented female brains unplug from our entire world here when they have children and never get back into using their brain power for that which we were trained. For example, you know, I can think right now on Wall Street, the big issue is how do you get the best and brightest, and they fight over the best and brightest 25, 26-year-old females out of business school. And then 10 years later, when the woman has 1 or 2 children, she wants to completely unplug from the company because the company doesn't have the flexibility to float with her during those years in a more flexible work schedule that she needs.
Yeah.
So they're all trying and rushing to figure out how to retain the best female brains. And also, I tell young women that are 26, 7, 8, that are coming and choosing which firm they're going to work for, ask them 2 major questions. Do you have on-site sick childcare? And please introduce me to a woman that works for you full-time at age 35 to 40 who has a couple of kids.
Luann Brizendine is a neuropsychiatrist at the University of California, San Francisco. Her book is called The Female Brain.